Limbaugh, objective is not to unify, it is to defeat the forces attempting overthrow Trump, shred the Constitution. By Jeff Poor on June 4, 2020. Thursday, on his nationally syndicated radio show, conservative talker Rush Limbaugh rejected former Defense Secretary James Mattis' insistence that emphasis is placed on unity by President Donald Trump at the moment of crisis in America. In a piece written by Jeffrey Goldberg for The Atlantic, Mattis criticized Trump and referred to him as a threat to the Constitution. He also questioned Trump's desire to unify a divided country. Limbaugh insisted the real objective for Trump should be to defeat the forces on the left, attempting to take down Trump and remake country as they saw fit. Partial transcript as follows, courtesy of rushlimbaugh.com. You know who's out of touch? Here's Mattis. You know, this refrain in Mattis' piece, impression. I don't even see Donald Trump trying to unite the country. Presidents are supposed to try to unite the country. You know what? I don't even see President Trump trying. How blind must you be? James Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, that's his nickname, served as the Secretary of Defense in Trump's administration. Did he not see what has been done and attempted against Trump for these past 4 years? Did he not see the fake, phony coup? Was he not aware that every day the American media was promoting one lie after another, accusing Trump of traitorism, of treason, of being a Russian spy and an agent, a personal asset of Vladimir Putin? Unify the country? We're so beyond that, it's laughable. Impression, he doesn't even try to unify. All presidents try to unify. Grumbling, he's not even trying. He's a threat to the Constitution. Let me tell you, folks. You know this, I know this. The objective here, the objective right now. Unify? The objective right now is simple. It is to defeat the forces that are arrayed against us out there that are attempting to overthrow the Trump administration and continue this coup and to rip to shreds the Constitution. We are in a battle for the future of America, as founded. There's always gonna be an America. What kind it's gonna be is the question. Unify? With who? Unify with what? I'm gonna tell you, Donald Trump wanted to unify. He wanted everybody to come together after he was elected. I talked to him about it. I'm the one who told him it would never happen. I was one of many, they're not interested in getting along with Trump. They're not interested in co-managing or having a participatory existence with Trump as president. They're not interested in a roaring economy. They're not interested in capitalism doing great things for the vast majority of people. They're not interested in that. The idea that somehow unity is possible? Unity is possible only if our side caves. And then what you have then is not unity, you have defeat. How can these guys not see this? How can James Mattis, how can Mike Esper? Well, because they must be committed deep staters who don't think any of this is ever gonna touch them. It's never gonna affect them. They're never gonna lose anything they've got. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.